This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a slice of this economy that kind of hasn't missed a beat the past couple of years, pandemic and supply chain and inflation notwithstanding. High-end art is the topic at hand, and it's at hand because we're coming off a record auction season. So we've gotten Lisa Austin on the phone. She's an advisor in the world of fine art. Wanted to get a little context. Lisa, it's good to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give me a thumbnail sketch, would you, of the fine art market in this economy right now?
The fine art market for the last couple of years has been roaring. What we have seen, particularly with the high net worth individual, which is, you know, the core of the art market, mm-hmm. is that they've made more money this year and they have more money than ever before. So what we've had now is a really robust, almost irrationally exuberant market couple of years.
I chuckle because we all know what happened after Alan Greenspan
yes.
said things were irrationally exuberant. How long, right? I mean, how long
yes.
can this last in the art market?
I think till just now.
Oh, really?
That's what we're hearing. I mean, I looked at the auctions, and of course, the Paul Allen auction was mm-hmm. a blockbuster.
The guy who helped found Microsoft, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he's kind of a famous guy. He had a stellar collection, things that you very rarely see on the market. And so all of those wonderful, you know, that confluence of great events, you know, had it achieve $1.5 billion, which was the highest ever total for a single collection ever sold. So it was amazing. But that kind of sucked a little of the air out of the room. And the rest of the auctions were strong, but they weren't blockbusters. And so the rest of the auctions being the evening sales and the daytime sales for Christie's, Sotheby's, and Phillips, which are the big three.
Why does it seem that art prices never come down? They just keep going up? Or is that just me? I mean, look, I'm a peripheral observer of this market, but it does seem that you see records all the time and you never see things like, you know, prices have cratered in the fine art market.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a pretty controlled market.
Yeah.
So you may not see prices cratering, let's say, at the gallery level, but you might see negotiation go up. You might see the discounts get bigger. So at auction, you do see prices come down, which is one of the kind of the nerve-wracking elements of sending something to auction.
Yeah. I guess the moral of the story there is that rich people are looking for a bargain just like the rest of us, right?
Correct. Oh,
yeah.
No, they don't. They like it as much, yeah. if not more, than yeah. anyone else.
You know, I was doing an interview on the runway shows, high fashion and mm-hmm. haute couture a number of years ago. And the woman I was interviewing, I said, you know, why does this matter to the regular person? And she said, look, what shows up on the runways, especially now in this era of fast fashion, shows up in H&M and Target and all the rest of them weeks or months later, and it all kind of trickles down. Is there a corollary here with the art market?
I really don't think so.
Yeah.
This is really a playground for the super wealthy. Even an entry-level artist might be $20,000 or $30,000, which we in the market now say, oh, that's great. That's a great piece. $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. That's a lot of money for an average person.
Yeah.
That's not the H&M buyer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't want to, you know, hazard a guess one way or the other about the next 6 to 8 months in this economy, but there are, you know, there are rumors and predictions and thoughts that maybe there's going to be an economic slowdown, perhaps even a recession. Mm-hmm. Does that do anything to the art market?
It will, even if it's just perception. Because what I'm hearing, you know, from dealers who were there and from some of the auction house representatives is that the froth seems to be gone.
Hmm.
Sales are satisfying, but there is going to be more opportunity to get access to certain artists maybe that you couldn't get before. But from what I'm hearing and seeing from everyone, they all feel like it's moving into a more subdued kind of market.
Lisa Austin, she's an advisor on fine arts. Lisa, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kai.